Well, this is it. It's the weekend before Oscar. Are you excited? Are you rooting for a favorite or two? I know I am. Are you not even planning to watch, on the other hand? Huh? You're not alone. Let's look at a favorite category of mine that few people consider: short films. Last weekend, the Prosky family hosted a memorial for Stefan, a good friend and curator of the Cape May Film Festival. It got me thinking about all the short films we watched to see what would be included in that weekend. The film festival is now long gone, but short films are still a favorite of mine. There's quite a collection of live-action short films nominated this year, and many of them deal with gravely serious subjects: loss and grief, struggle to find freedom and peace, a quest for essential but endangered healthcare, and in it all, a quirky piece from director Wes Anderson. Whenever you talk about Oscar-nominated shorts, you're taking a trip worldwide. Let's start in the UK with The After, an 18-minute film from Netflix that will never leave you looking at your rideshare driver the same again. The initial sequence is gut-wrenching, and the grief that settles in after makes you feel for everyone on this planet. Invincible was shot in Canada, and it tells the story of a troubled teen. His battle to find the cost of freedom overwhelms him. So, why elevate the mood with the next nominee when you can feature two old men in a morgue chasing down loved ones in a Denmark film called Night of Fortune? Another short, Red, White, and Blue, shot here in the U.S., showcases a difficult decision, financial hardship, and a forced road trip to find a health resolution. A story ripped from today's headlines. And so, rounding out the short live action category is Wes Anderson's The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. It's a remarkable achievement. It costs much more to make and features big stars like Benedict Cumberbatch, Dev Patel, and Ben Kingsley. This short is typical Anderson, quirky and stylish AF. Should Anderson win, it would be his first Oscar despite eight nominations. But my answer is no. As a guy who makes short flicks on the cheap, I'm always impressed and a lot more envious of anyone with a boatload of cash making short films. Okay, whatever, any films. Give the little guys a chance at one moment of glory. So no, he shouldn't win it. Email flicksyoumissed@gmail.com and tell me if you even watched the Oscars. In 2000, 46 million people watched, and that number barely reached 10 million in 2021. Listen, I get it. I'm sick of the Hollywood glitz, and it doesn't really matter if anybody watches it or not. But anyway, just wanted to hear back from people. Thanks.